The Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Rohmer. On the day of their return to England with the authentic Mokana relics, Sir Lionel Barton hurries his niece off to Greywater Park, his Norfolk estate, to prepare for her wedding to Shan Greville. Greville, meanwhile, remains in London at Barton's townhouse, in charge of the relics and to keep an appointment the following morning with a group of Orientalists who are coming to examine them. That night, Greville's memory, covering a blank period of several hours, is restored to him through a drug given him by Farlow Swee, Fu Manchu's daughter. With the arrival of the Orientalists the following morning, it is discovered after careful examination that the Mokana relics, in place of being the authentic ones, are the imitations made for Barton in Isfahan.
Gentlemen, my apologies. I ask you to remain silent about this until the mystery has been cleared up.
Yeah, of course, Mr. Greville. I'm sorry, my friend. I have great respect for Sir Lionel and his work, and I know that were he here, he would have a logical explanation for this error. Well, perhaps you...
I'll try to explain, Professor Eisner. What I'm about to tell you, gentlemen, may sound fantastic, but it is the truth.
Yeah, proceed, Mr. Greville.
I'll start from the beginning. Those photographs must prove my case. They're an exact photographic record of every step in our operations, both at the tomb of El Mokana and those immediately following. On the night we unearthed the Mokana relics in that lonely tomb in Afghanistan. And that, gentlemen, is the truth. So help me.
Fantastic, Mr. Greville. Yeah, you were right. It's utterly fantastic.
But how the exchange was made, I don't know.
Well, gentlemen, I think that's all, eh? We cannot help Mr. Greville by remaining longer.
Thank you, Professor. Good day, gentlemen. Betts will show you one.
I'm very sorry.
Scott, what a catastrophe. Well, Betts?
Mr. Nayland Smith and Dr. Petrie have just arrived, sir.
What, Smith and Petrie? Here?
Yes, here, old man.
Surprised, eh?
Hello, Greville. Glad to see you.
Glad to see me. Great Scott, I'm glad to see you of all men. But you're a week ahead of time. 10 days. How's that?
Oh, Petrie here was in a rush to get to England because of Karame, and I wanted... I say, what's wrong here?
Wrong? You two couldn't have arrived at a more opportune moment.
Trouble?
Yes.
Oh, look here, wasn't that Eisner, the German Orientalist, leaving with those others as we came in?
Yes, it was.
What were they doing here?
They came to examine the Mokana relics.
Ah, yes, yes, they're on the table. Well, you mentioned trouble.
So I did, Petrie. Take those lenses, both of you.
Hmm?
And examine the relics closely. Well?
Come. I get it, Petrie.
I
think I do. The edges of the engraving, though they've been rubbed down carefully, look quite new and untarnished.
Certainly. These are the duplicates made by old Ishak in Isfahan.
Another of Barton's tricks, eh? You had them here, the real ones?
Yes, until last night. I unpacked them yesterday myself. Examined them under the lens and put them in that glass case.
Yes?
This morning, a few moments before Eisner and the others arrived, I took them from the case and put them on the table. And there they are.
Anything unusual happen?
Last night, Paul Rickson, American Vice Consul, and I were coming home from a late dinner. And that's all up to the moment I turned in last night.
Have you the bottle you took that drink from? The glass is useless. It'll have been washed, of course.
Just a moment. Betts will know where it is.
Oh, you rang, sir?
I left a bottle here on the stand last night, Betts. What did you do with it when you cleaned this morning?
There was no bottle on the stand, nor in the room this morning, sir.
There must have been. I left it there.
Well, thanks, Betts, that's all.
Thank you, sir.
I told you, Petrie, that Fu Manchu would be in England ahead of us.
You did.
Fu Manchu? Here?
Of course. Doesn't all this prove it? Besides, he keeps a close watch on his beautiful daughter. Oh, by the way, did you sleep well last night?
Yes, I did. Except for a rather vivid dream of Follow Sui. Brought on, I imagine, by the note found in Rickson's pocket and our subsequent talk of her.
And the dream being vivid, you remember it?
Oh, yes, I... That's funny. It all seems very hazy and vague now.
I thought so. Going back to your fight with those chaps in the basement next door, do you happen to remember feeling pain at any time? It's quite important.
Well, now that you mention it, yes. As soon as they jumped me, I felt a sharp pain in my left arm.
Ha! Your dream was no dream at all. You were given an injection in the basement of that house. Later, a drug was put in that drink to bring back your memory of those lost hours in Cairo.
And some of those memories are quite illuminating.
They are, Petrie. The drug used by Farlow Sui there in the basement rendered you open to suggestion. You had your instructions from her to open your front door at a specified time.
Great Scott. Then I let her in here.
It was she who substituted the duplicates for the real relics after you unlocked the case for her. Well, you are not to blame, old man. No more than you were in the abduction of Rima from the hotel in Cairo.
By the living gods of all the nincompoops, of all the long-eared brain jackasses...
If you didn't trust me, why did you run off to Greywater Park? Why didn't you stay here and watch those blasted relics yourself?
Why, you young...
Now hold it, Sir Lionel. Greville's not to blame. I'll remind you that not so long ago, you personally opened the tomb of the Black Ape in the Valley of the Kings for Farlow Sui and let her walk away with its contents.
Eh? You're right, blasted. I'd forgotten that. Forget what I said, Shen. I'm sorry.
Let's forget it.
After all, Sir Lionel, you got off lightly. You double-crossed Fu Manchu there in the pyramid.
How so?
You gave him the duplicates in exchange for Rima. Any other man would have had your life. No, you got off very lightly.
Well, perhaps you're right. But this cancellation of my address to the Royal Society has set a lot of poison tongues wagging.
Yes, I imagine it isn't the first time you've been ragged by your contemporaries, but you'll get over it.
Well, what about Fu Manchu and Farlow Sui, Nayland?
Oh, nothing. The odds been working on it for days. They've vanished without a trace.
Servants of the doctor use secret avenues with which, apparently, the customs and police are not familiar.
Isn't there a theory among the men at the Yard that Fu Manchu works with the underworld?
There is. But the Sifan is far superior to anything in the way of an organization the underworld can produce.
Well, we're rid of him, thank heaven. I should think, Barton, when all said and done, that getting out from under the shadow of Fu Manchu with a whole skin would be sufficient compensation for the loss of the relics.
Well, perhaps you're right, Petrie, but it was fun while it lasted.
You have a strangely warped sense of humor. Oh, well. So tomorrow, Greville, you're joining the ranks of the Benedicts, eh? Too bad.
Oh, my children. Really.
Too bad for Reeve, I meant to add. You're a lucky devil.
Well, Betts?
Oh, a gentleman to see Mr. Greville, sir.
Oh, all right, Betts. You fellows will excuse me.
Of course, yes.
Where is he, Betts?
The museum room, sir. He wishes to see you alone.
Right.
Greeting, Mr. Greville.
Fu Manchu.
Because I am alone in England at the moment, Mr. Greville, my daughter and servants being already on their way to Indochina, I act as my own messenger.
And you have the unadulterated nerve to come to this house, where your most dangerous enemy sits within call?
But you will not call, Mr. Smith. If you do, He will not live to reach this room.
And why are you here?
I have said I am my own messenger. Because unwittingly you have sometimes obstructed me, Mr. Greville. You have suffered at my hands. Yet I bear no ill will. This little parcel...
You think I would accept anything from you? It would probably mean my death and the death of my friends in the next room.
Had I wished to eliminate you, my friend, I need not have waited until now.
Well, it's true. Although Sui could have done it last night.
Exactly. And so, as you are to be married tomorrow, you will consider the contents of this package a gift from, a friend to your bride and yourself. You have my word that its contents will not harm you. You will return to your friends now, please.
Naturally, I'll tell Smith that you're here.
As to that, you will do as you think best.
Smith, Fu Manchu is here.
Fu Manchu?
He's in the museum room. I just left him.
Come on. Where? There's no one here, Greville.
Well, he was here. I spoke to him. He left that little package.
You're sure, Greville?
Of course I'm sure. He couldn't have gotten out so quickly.
Oh, wait a minute. That Chinese cabinet, Sir Lionel. Is it a duplicate of the one you have in the Great Hall at Greywater Park?
Yes, blast it. There's a door in the back. Opens into the servants' hall.
Ah, then we might as well relax. He'll have left the house by the back entrance, and by this time, heaven knows where he is. You say he brought that package?
Oh, yes, I
don't touch it.
But he gave me his word that no one would be harmed by what's in it.
Oh. Very well, suit yourself. Open it, then.
Great Scott.
What is it?
Here. Read this, Smith.
Oh, righto. Mr. Shan Greville. Greetings. The pearls herein are for your bride. They are the only matched set of 100 pink pearls in the world. The diamond casket is also for her. The ebony box is for you. It will interest Sir Lionel Barton, as it bears upon it the seal of King Solomon and came from his temple. The ring is also yours. It is the signet ring of Khufu, builder of the Great Pyramid. Commend me to Dr. Petrie and Karame and convey my good wishes to Superintendent Weymouth and Sir Lionel Barton. To Nayland Smith, my felicitations. If our paths should ever cross again, we shall meet under far stranger circumstances than we've parted. The case is closed. Greetings and farewell, Dr. Fu Manchu.
Shadow of Fu Manchu.